Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. Hour number two on hump day. We're going to get you all the way to go home time on a Friday afternoon eventually. But right now it's hump day. I'm in dipper number one. I'm calling it The Commies Are Coming. And The Commies Are Coming, I took that title, I will go ahead and give credit where credit's due, right off of an article on the top of townhall.com. Dateline yesterday. Townhall.com, piece written by Mark Lewis. The title of it is The Commies Are Coming. And he gives you a thought-provoking series of reasons why you might think so. So I'm going to go into in a minute talking about some of the candidates and the different politicos that are out there and the things they're saying in the Democrat circles right now. But let me just do this. I'm going to do what Mark Lewis did in his article. I'm going to give you a series of quotes that are attributed to Karl Marx himself. And I want you to tell me if you have pictured this happening through Democrat, liberal, leftist means over the last, I don't know, call it the last 4 years. How about that? You can go back the last 10 years if you want to. But I mean, I guarantee you when I read some of these out, some of y'all are going to absolutely be able to picture when it happened. Like, here's the first one. Quote from Karl Marx, "My object is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism." Think about where our economy's been. Think about the fact that God has been thrown out of the public square. Think about the fact that liberals don't want you to pray in schools. They don't want you to have Bibles in schools. They don't want you to be able to pray in front of an abortion clinic. You certainly can't do that. That's wrong. And destroy capitalism? How about government price controls? How about destroying the free market? How about 40-year inflation highs? Think about it. I'm going without notes here. I'm just telling you things that I can remember right off the top of my head. How about number two? Take away a nation's heritage and they are more easily persuaded. Oh, really? You know, there was a time in my life when, as the TV went off at night, it played the national anthem. Gone are the days. Now what you're looking at is starting with things like kneeling on the football field and all that kind of stuff when the national anthem's playing. You can go down to things like the 1619 Project. You can think about critical race theory. You can think about claims that we are systemically racist as a nation. You could talk about, you know, the different privileges and intersectionalities and destroying people and then getting mad when the American flag flies, but they want the rainbow flag to be painted on the streets. I mean, go think through what you've seen over the last few years. Take away a nation's heritage and they are more easily persuaded. How about this one? The education of all children from the moment they can get along without a mother's care shall be in state institutions. Well, that's easy to find. The liberal left hates private schools and they hate school choice. They don't want parents to have a say. They want to know for a fact that they've got control of the narrative that your kids hear every day in the state-funded institution. And that's absolutely a quote from Karl Marx. How about this one? The meaning of peace is the absence of opposition to socialism. The meaning of peace is the absence of opposition to socialism. The absence of opposition to socialism. Think about the summer of love, the riots, the things we put up with, the lawfare, the absolute chaos that we saw over the last few years, the disruption of civil society during COVID, and how the left would do things like demand that you close your churches and not sit on beaches by yourself or you could be arrested while they would go off to, you know, have fancy dinners without their masks on. Certain businesses declared non-essential and then other ones, okay, you can run those. How about this one? A heavy or progressive or graduated income tax is necessary for the proper development of communism. Quote from Karl Marx. Have you ever met a Democrat who didn't like taxes? Unfortunately, you've probably met a few Republicans that way too. How about this one? Communism abolishes eternal truths. It abolishes all religion, all morality. Instead of constituting them on a daily basis, it therefore acts in contradiction to all past historical experience. I mean, y'all, I could go on and on. But these are quotes from the actual guy, Karl Marx. This is the founder of true Marxist communism. And yet, what we're looking at right now is you've got people like this Zohran Mamdani, who's running to be the mayor of one of the biggest cities in the world, New York City, who espouses the exact same things. I mean, he espouses things like, oh, let's get rid of private property. He espouses the idea of government price controls and destroying the free market. He espouses these things. Well, I got a piece here also from Town Hall. Town Hall was killing it when I was researching this issue. Town Hall, Dateline about 4 days ago. A Quinnipiac University poll revealed that congressional Democrats, that's just, you know, up in, on the Hill, congressional Democrats have a minuscule 19% approval rating. Whew, that's like non-existent. Earlier in the week, a Harvard Caps Harris poll similarly found that the party, Democrat Party, as a whole, has an approval rating of just 40%. So they're sucking wind right now in public opinion. It says, but the problem for Democrats is structural. It requires a rethink, a reboot from soup to nuts. Barack Obama's winning 2008 political coalition comprising racial and ethnic minorities, young people, and highly educated whites has completely withered. Obamaism is dead. Democrats have got to reconcile themselves to that demise. That's the article. But then he goes on to say, in order for the Democrat Party to actually come back up, they're going to have to do something that gets past all their wokeness, all their intersectionalities, all their obsessions with critical race theory and all the things about destroying our heritage and our history. They're going to have to, because that's the reason why their polls are so in the tank. And so yet they appear to be incapable of doing that. That's the problem. Democrats are so vested and steeped in their rhetoric. Steeped. Think about what steeped means. Steeped means it's soaked in. Steeped means that it has literally been something you've been like, just like dwelling in. You've been ruminating on it. You've been like soaking it in, absorbing it. You've been soused in it, slathered in it. You're steeped. Zohran Mamdani is a clear example of the fact that the Democrat left is moving further left despite the fact that the polls show that the people are getting tired of it. The 33-year-old Zohran Mamdani, recent winner of the New York City's much-discussed Democrat mayoral primary, it says, is our case in point. He's a Ugandan-born Shiite Muslim Mamdani Democrat socialist. Put that on a bumper sticker. Hi, I'm Ugandan-born Shiite Muslim Zohran Mamdani, a Democrat socialist. Vote for me. But he's also a full-fledged communist. So he won the primary on a totally radical platform. By the way, if you're wondering why New York City matters to everything, New York City is one of those bellwether places. As goes New York City, so goes the politics in other places in many ways. When New York City does certain things, Democrats in other places sit up and take note. New York City is also somewhat of a harbinger of things to come because they tend to get there first. Mamdani ran on a generally radical platform. Things like support for citywide free bus rides. Okay, so how are you going to pay for the transit system? I don't know. We just want it all to be free. City-owned grocery stores. Well, that's going to go over well. City-owned grocery stores. What? Can you imagine what happens when the government owns the grocery store? You're talking about food lines. You're talking about price fixing. You're talking about the free market's done. A full rent freeze on certain low-income units. Rent freeze. Now, I get it. Rent can get pretty high in the big cities especially, but here's the deal. It's still the market. And if you tell somebody who owns a piece of property they can't charge rent past a certain point, guess what? If they want to charge rent too high, they won't get any renters. But for the government to come in and do price fixing, people are going to go ahead and just abandon their properties. Why would I keep paying the mortgage on this building if I can't rent it for what it takes to pay the mortgage? $30 minimum wage. A $30 minimum wage. Why did I go to law school? I have no idea. A $30 minimum wage. What would that be, by the way? You got a calculator over there? Let's do 40 hours a week times 30. Well, I can already tell you what that's going to wind up being. It's $1,200
a
week. Yeah, it's $1,200 a week, so we're at four. We're almost at $60,000 a year for minimum wage.
Yeah, to work at McDonald's.
To work at McDonald's, to flip burgers. Just so you know, minimum wage jobs were never designed to be careers. They weren't. Gone are the days, though, because the minimum wage jobs, the burger flipping jobs, that used to be the summer work for high school kids. That used to be the thing you did to fill a gap. That was the thing you did after hours to try and, you know, pick up the extra money to pay off the credit card or whatever. And I've done plenty of the stuff. I have. I've worked in everything from fast food to janitorial to, you know, delivering pizza. I've done all of it. But the reality is the minimum wage job was never designed to be the career. It was a stepping stone. It was a bridge. It was a gap filler. But not with a liberal leftist, because a true Marxist, you know what? A true Marxist wants to make sure that everyone has the living wage. The living wage. Has any Marxist ever figured out what happens when you mandate price increases on salaries and benefits? I'll tell you what happens. People get laid off, businesses close down, they scale back, or they automate, and people lose their jobs anyway. You're going to do that, you're going to crush the soul of your local economy. But he hadn't figured that out. He's also, by the way, for the abolition of private property. One of the oldest, most sacrosanct pieces of the law. If I'm a lawyer, so I'll tell you right now, some of the most archaic language we use in the practice of law occurs in regards to real estate. It dates back thousands of years. We're talking about going back to the Magna Carta. We're talking about things that have been put in place that established property rights as a general practice in Western nations, which was inculcated into our U.S. system of justice and the practice of law. And yes, we use archaic language in property because it's one of the oldest forms of law that we have. It's also just considered one of those greatest things about free society, that people can own a piece of property. And yet Mamdani wants to go ahead and, you know, let's go ahead and get rid of private property. Who would own it? If it's not private anymore, what's the other thing? It's public property. Oh, the government owns it. This is awesome. I'm telling you, the commies are coming. I got some more examples. We come back from this, I will give you some stuff to think about. But yes, watch the left. Watch them. And think about the actual quotes from Karl Marx and then compare it to what you're seeing and hearing and what they're doing now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just bulletproof influence, man. Bulletproof influence. That's what I'm saying. I got a bunch of text messages, which I will get to very shortly. But let me continue with this thread that I'm on, this dipper. Commies are coming. So New York City Councilwoman, I got a piece here from Fox, and this came out just a couple days ago. New York City Councilwoman, she's actually a Republican because they do have some. It's like California. They do have some. They really do. But her name is Ina Vernikoff, and she grew up in, she literally has, as a child, she lived behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union. Her family immigrated here after the fall of the Soviet Union, but she was born there in the former Soviet Union. She came to the United States as a child, but she remembers standing in lines with her grandfather just to be able to buy a bottle of milk. And she made the comparison, as she sits on the New York City Council, she made the comparison between Mamdani's policies and what she remembers from communist Russia. And she's telling everybody, he's saying the exact same things. I mean, will they see it? I don't know. I can only hope. And by the way, I love New York City. Just like I love California. I do. I used to live in California for a period of time as a kid. It's a beautiful state. Goodness. I love New York City. It's one of those places that Charlene and I have had a chance to travel to a little bit. I go back and forth there periodically. I was up there the other day for that CNN appearance. I'm going back again pretty soon. But yeah, I love these places. I do not want to see them go under a pure Marxist rule. I get it when there's going to be a mayor who's more liberal than me, or maybe even just a plain Democrat. Eric Adams is not my first choice, but he's a whole lot better than this Mamdani guy. But then you look at Minneapolis. What is happening with Minneapolis, by the way? Have we lost Minneapolis? Is that still an American city? It is, isn't it?
I think it's actually Somalia now.
I think it is. So the mayor of Minneapolis, the same guy who oversaw the city during the 2020 Black Lives Matter riots and all that, has now lost the backing of the Democrat Party to a Somali-born socialist. The guy's name is Omar Fateh. Omar Fateh, 35 years old. A Somali-born 35-year-old is going to run one of the major Midwestern cities if he wins.
By the way, apparently kneeling at George Floyd's casket and weeping doesn't win you an election, because that's what the guy did who lost.
The other guy?
Yes.
Wow. What a putz. Fateh, who is the first Somali-American and Muslim to serve in the Minnesota State Senate, received more than 60% of the vote from delegates. There were issues with electronic balloting and all kinds of problems, but nonetheless, he prevailed at the ballot box. We're looking at a guy right now who has been open about the fact that he loves his nation, he loves his home nation of Somalia, and would like to live there again one day. In the meantime, he wants to be the mayor of Minneapolis, and he is an avowed socialist. And that's the guy they're talking about putting in. But these are all happening around the nation. At least Stefanik just recently warned, this came out 4 days ago, just recently warned that Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries are propping up the Marxist Communist wing of that party. She criticized prominent New York Democrats, Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, accusing them of supporting the Marxist Communist wing, says conservative Daily News. .net. She called for strong moral economic leadership to stop the mass exodus from New York under Democratic rule. So what she's pointing out is New York's about to be dying in a pile. If you look at things like, I mean, just some of the anecdotal stuff, but like even things like, go look at the U-Haul report every year. If you've never seen it, go to U-Haul, you know, the trailer people, go to U-Haul report and see, and you can see the U-Haul report once a year, and they look and see how many states or which states had the highest number of one-way rentals out of the state. And it almost always corresponds with basically a loss in population. California had the highest. New York is one of the highest. And I'm just telling you right now, what we're watching is the demise of big cities, and it does not come because of right-wing policies. It becomes part of the left-wing policies. And the commies are coming because they are literally putting up some of the most leftist candidates that have ever been, you know, brought to the public square, ever. And this Zohran Mamdani guy is a classic example. And I said it earlier, New York City is oftentimes a harbinger of more things to come. It's like a condensed area of things that when they happen there, other Democrats around the nation take a look and go, oh, wow. And they start basically trying to model after it. It winds up being a leader in the Democrat Party. If they elect Zohran Mamdani, you wait and watch. There'll be somebody like him going to Chicago. There'll be somebody like him going to, you know, name a big city. You'll find it. But you're gonna wind up seeing some of our major cities more and more having not just left wing Democrats, which by the way almost feels centrist compared to some of these guys. You're gonna find avowed communists bringing pure socialism with them, openly espousing it, even quoting Marx like Mamdani does, and trying to take over true American cities. The commies are coming. I'm just telling you. That's not an alarmist thing. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. All right, folks, we're going to come right back. I got some text messages to get. You guys are some texting machines. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.